Today, I'm going to do an English literature lesson. I'm going to do a poem under the theme of life, The Clown's Wife by Johnson Agard. So children, first we'll learn about the poet. Johnson Agard was born in 1949 in Britain. He is a playwright, poet and a children's writer. In 2012, he was selected for the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry. By listening to cricket commentary on the radio, he began to make up his language. He belongs to the 20th century. Who are the 20th century poets, children? They rejected romanticism. They spoke about the social issues that human face, and they spoke about the gap between rich and poor. There was a bitter protest against the outmoded social and political values in the society. So this is the background of Johnson Agard. Okay, now look at the poem. We'll go to the poem. Now the topic says The Clown's Wife. Who is a clown, children? He is an entertainer, a cynosure of the stage. Who is a cynosure of the stage? That means he is a person who makes laugh others, makes happy others, and he wears certain things and acts in a funny way to make the spectators happy. We can say that he is a king on stage. We assume that clowns are happy people. It is not that easy to make others happy, especially when you are suffering in life. But he does it, as it is his profession. It is his job, no children. He has to make the people happy. What we see is not always the real situation, children. So the main theme goes as appearance versus reality. Okay, children, that is a bit about a clown. So children, now, we will move to the poem. Now, as I told you earlier, the topic says The Clown's Wife. Now, as I told you earlier, we were supposing to learn about a clown. But here, look at the topic. It says The Clown's Wife. It gives us a clue here. Now, is it about a clown or is it about a clown's wife? Now, there is an issue here. So we have to think that the clown's wife is going to speak here. Right? We already know who is a clown. And here, that particular clown's wife is going to speak. Okay, now we'll go through the poem. Look at the first one. It opens with a couplet. What is a couplet, students? It is where you find only two lines. Look at it. About my husband, the clown, what could I say? Now here, you can see in this couplet, the speaker starts with a rhetorical question. What is a rhetorical question, children? As you know, a rhetorical question means a question that you ask where you do not expect an answer. So here in this couplet, who is talking here? About my husband, the clown, what would I say? The wife talks here. So we can see it is in the first person narration. Here we can tell that it is in the first person narration. There is a question for her. She is asking, the clown, what could I say? That means she has a problem. She has a problem. Now she wants to settle that problem. Now we go to the other stanza, children. Look at it. On stage, He is a different person. Up there, he is a king on a throne. But at home, you should hear him moan. Now look at that. Now here, you can see how she describes the things, how she wants to say how the husband acts on stage. It says, on stage, he is a different person. What does that imply, children? And can you see in this stanza, there is a repetition. She has used he, him. So we can see here, children, the wife has used lot of pronouns here. There should be a reason for her to use pronouns. What is the reason for a person to use pronouns? What is the reason, children? The reason is she wants to specify certain. That means to show the real identity of a person. So when this lady says he, him, we know it is something to do with the clown. Now look at the first line of the second stanza. On stage, he is a different person. A different person. What do you mean a different person? So that means we can understand on stage how a clown behaves. Because he is a human. He is a human and he also has to perform his duty as a clown. So he acts in a different person where he does not act that in his personal life. So that's why they say he is a different person. Up there. Now why they have used up there? Up there means on stage. He is a king on a throne. Okay, children. Up there, he is a king on a throne. Now look at this. A king on a throne. When we hear this sentence, we know you find a figurative type of language. We find a figurative speech of language. We find a technique here. Now you can see there is a direct comparison. There is a direct comparison to a king. This clown has been compared to a king. So then what is the technique we use there? It is a metaphor. Up there, he is a king on a throne. What can you understand here? And we can see assonance is also there. King or thor or thorn. King, thorn. So we can use assonance is there. What can we understand here? He is a king on a throne. Here we can say that the clown is an important person on stage. He's an important person. What do you mean by an important person, children? An important person in the sense because he has to perform his duty well. And he is like a king among the spectators. Because, children, here the spectators are expecting something from the clown. So the full attention goes to this clown. So most of the people, the spectators are looking at the clown to see his performance. So he is regarded as a king. Right? So we can understand, look at this sentence. This is very important. We cannot just read it and just ignore this. Up there, he is a king on a throne. This clown can be poor. This clown can be rich. Or he can be an ugly person, a beautiful person, a fair person, a dark person, a short person, a tall person. This does not matter. Anyway, he is a king on stage because he has lot of respect from the audience. And All are waiting till he display all the tricks that he can in front of the audience. So he is considered as a king here. Now look at the other, what do you call, now here you have, it is a, you have only three lines here, right? So what do you call a three line? So you call it a triplet. Okay, but at home you should hear him moan. Now this sentence changes. Earlier he was a king. Earlier children, he was a king. Now we heard him as a king. Now what has happened to the second stanza? Last line, what has happened? We find irony there. But at home, you should hear him moan. Now we can see her, two sounds are there. Her, and moan. So there are two hers. We can say it is alliteration. Alliteration is there. And we can say, you can say we have assonance too. When we say home, should him, more. These things are, what you call, we can say these are alliteration. And when you find this sound, moan, moaning, that means crying. We can take another technique there. You have an auditory image also. There is auditory image. We find auditory image is there. Auditory image, because this clown is mourning. Now this also is recognized by the wife. Earlier she said he is a different person on stage and he is a king. But when he comes home, now stage and home, there is a paradoxical situation. Stage and home, we can find there is a paradoxical situation. What is the paradoxical situation? On stage he is a king, at home he moans. So there is a paradoxical situation there. So it says, but at home you should hear him moan. At home. So when he comes home, he is a different person. What is he doing? She can hear him moan. So now children, I have to ask you a question. Why is he behaving in a such way when he comes home? Why is it? Now maybe you cannot understand because you do not have experience while a person is doing a job and when you are at home as a free person, because maybe, but you have seen your parents at home. When they work in a different way, but when they come home, their face, you can see it's a totally different way. So what I want to say is, children, normally a person, when you have a profession, we need to do it to the maximum. Even though you're a teacher, even though you're a doctor, or a lawyer, a carpenter, anything, right? You have to perform as a king. Any person, as a king, as a queen, you have to perform your duties very well. There we can see, we feel something where the wife says that he is doing his job properly. He's not wasting his time when he's working. So we can see this is these words, the life of a clown, we can see from the eyes of the wife, the way she tells that he is a king. So that means he performs his duty very well, duty conscious person. But when he comes home, he moans. What is the reason there? I will give you few minutes to think. Can you think, children? Why is he mourning at all? Okay. Why is he mourning at home? Maybe he has so many issues at home. Now you will wonder what is an issue. Normally children, when elders, they have to work, and when they come home, they have lot of problems to face. Maybe financially they have problems, maybe they have personal problems. Likewise, they have some issues in life. So they have to settle that. And it is, a pathetic situation to say, when he is coming home, he needs some time to relax at home. But when he thinks of something, when he is not happy, when he has lot of issues, he starts mourning, where the wife is looking at him. Now we'll see whether the wife can help this poor clown. We'll just think whether the wife can help the husband here. Okay, so we'll move to the third stanza. The moment he walks through that door, without that red nose and the funny clothes, he seems to have the world on his shoulder. Again, I will read it. Can you read it with me? The moment he walks through that door, without that red nose and the funny clothes, he seems to have the world on his shoulder. What is this? What is this, children? Here you can say that this poet, this Johnson Agard, had used that door. That door. What does it mean? That door. So he had used a lot of pronouns here, as he and him. Here he had used a demonstrative pronoun. What is a demonstrative pronoun? It makes the using for the noun, you use this, that, like things like that. So here it makes the visual as a reality to the reader. Now, if a person says this door, that door, we can just feel it as it is something personal to us. That door, kinakota, we feel it like something that we know, that door. We can visualize it properly rather than saying through the door. When it says the door, we cannot imagine such thing. We imagine about a door. But when he says that door, then we can imagine about a particular door. We can have a visual imagery there. Right? So that's why he had used demonstrative pronouns throughout this poem. So he says, that moment he walks, again he has used a pronoun, walks through that door. Now again, I feel that there is an issue here. The moment he walks through that door. When he comes through that door, the problem occurs. Now, till he does not enter from that door, he's okay. E doren ennathi taakkal yata prashnayak naha. So, where is this door situated? It is inside this particular house of the clown. So, there should be a problem inside this house. But on stage, he acts as a king. Can you see the paradoxical situation, children? Okay. When he walks on the stage, he is like a king, very proud. But when he walks through that door is inside this poor house. That door without that red nose and funny clothes. Look at that. without that red nose and funny clothes. Now, children, I need to ask you a question here. Now, you have seen so many clowns because you all are 15 and 16 years old, right? Throughout your, life, you have seen different type of clowns. Now, when you see a clown, you can remember his red nose. He wears a ball type of a red nose. And his mouth is also colored in a different type of a shape. And he wears funny clothes. Sometimes he used to wear feather caps, hats and all, and frill clothes like frill pyjamas, right? Big dots are there. නිකන් බෝල බෝල මෙටීරියල් එකෙන් හදපු ඇඳුම් පිජාම එක වගේ අඳිනවා. වෙයරින් ග්ලව්ස් දෝස ඔස ෆනි. හී වෙයර්ස් ඩිෆරන් ටයිප් ඔෆ් ෂූස් ලයික් ඉස් නොට් ලයික් ෂූස් ඉට ඊස් සම්තිං ලයික් වෙයරින් බිග් සොක්ස් ලයික් දැට් වෝකින් ඉන ෆනි වේ. ඇඳුම හැම තැනම ෆ්‍රිල්ස් තියෙනවා, ලොකු බෝල බෝල තියෙනවා. And it's like the full face is painted with funny colors, strong colors, maybe red color, can be white color, different type of colors are there. So now when he comes home, children, he does not wear those and come home. You can just imagine that. Because that is common sense, without that red nose and funny clothes. Do you think that the clown will walk on the streets with that costume and come home? No. He has to remove all the things at that circus place and then remove everything, wash his face, all the makeup should be clean, and then he comes home without that red nose and funny clothes. Now tell me, children. Now can you tell me? Now when he comes like that, when he comes without the red nose, without those shoes, without those gloves, that funny clothes and all, is he still a clown? Is he still a clown? No, he is not a clown. He does not... we don't feel him like a clown. He becomes like a normal person. We see him as a normal person. So when he comes as a normal person through that door into his house, what happens? He seems to have the world on his shoulder. He seems to have the world on his shoulder. So again, we find here in the last line, we can see he seems to have the world on his shoulder. Again, we see here there is irony. What is the irony here? Because we have seen him as a king on stage, but as he enters through that door, we see him as a person who has the world on his shoulder. Well, lot of burden is there. He is a complete different person at home. Now, can you understand? He is a different type of a person when he comes home. So, children, we can see that as we read the poem, we can see that he is reluctant to come home, because on stage at the circus place, he is very happy there. He performs well. Why do we say that he is happy there? What is the evidence that we have? Because he is like a king there, right? He is like a king there. So, when he is like a king there, though he is a king on stage, when he comes home, he seems to be very, in a pathetic way, and he is very unhappy. He feels unhappy children. So that's why they say he seems to have the world on his shoulder. So that is the irony there. What is the irony? Earlier we see him as a king, and later on we see him as coming inside through that door as keeping the world on his shoulder. That means he has lot of burden. He is carrying lot of burden. What are these burdens that we can understand, children? As a man, it is not that easy as a married person to survive. You have to look after the wife. So far, we do not come across whether he has children or not. We don't know about it. So far, there is no evidence about his children. But we can see that the wife is there. Through the eyes of the wife, we see this clown. So, anyway, he has to maintain the wife. He has to pay bills. He has to feed the wife. Lot of things should be done. So, maybe because of these burdens, that he is not happy at all. Right?